Wake up and laugh. Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
My fingers smell like meat.
That's a way to start.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hi there.
Hey, give your fingers a sniff. What do they smell like?
Soap.
Okay, so you've showered.
Yeah.
All right. My fingers smell
like... You didn't? That's what I'm sensing from your reaction to my news.
No, I did shower. I had a... and what the strange thing is, I had one of those sandwiches that are the, like, incredible sausage meat on it or whatever, which not... It's not meat, that... sort of thing.
Fake sausage?
Yeah, it is like fake sausage, but it smells like meat, so well done.
Okay, so it's realistic, it's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And lasts.
Yes. Yeah.
On your fingers.
I've yet to sanitize or anything, or wash my hands, I guess, afterwards.
Okay.
So yeah, my fingers smell like meat. That's how we start the 6 o'clock hour off, all right?
So let us know when you do decide to wash your hands or sanitize, how that works.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know if the smell comes off or if it's permanently stained on my hands.
Well, it's a good thing that you're kind of the only ones pushing the buttons now, because I feel like you're going to transfer the meat smell to the buttons on the board.
My meat fingers will transfer to the buttons and then become meat buttons?
A little. I feel like that could be. There's a danger of that happening.
Yeah, the ironic twist in all that is it's not meat.
Yes. Wow. That is kind of mind-blowing.
Right?
They got it right. Like you said, kudos.
Yeah, kudos to the developers of the impossible meat sausage. Because
the meat, not meat.
The meat, not meat. Because it was... not that I'm, like, vegetarian or anything. It's just...
No.
I just had one. So...
And you just decided, you know what, I want to try it? I'm going to put it to the challenge?
My wife brought it home, so I had it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of how I work.
Yeah.
If I see it in the fridge, I'll just eat it.
Okay. Probably a good rule of thumb.
That's just kind of how I work. all right. So today we've got plenty of stories that will help set the bar for your day. We've got a new phone tap. If you are working in the downtown area, know that there are police barricades up around from about 2nd Street to 9th Street. East-West, and from Market Street to Broadway, north-south. So know that you may have some difficulty getting into downtown, but we'll keep you
did
updated.
Did you have any difficulty getting to where you are?
Yeah, I'm at this station, which is downtown right there on 4th Street. I got off 65 at Jefferson and didn't have any issue getting through Jefferson. Jefferson wasn't blocked, but it looked like Market was blocked. It looked like, Jefferson wasn't blocked up until 3rd Street, which is where I turned. So, anyway, just know that there are
some... That's why I'm here. FYI.
yeah, Kelly working out of her home studio. So,
yeah.
All right, so we will get the show started here in the 6 o'clock hour with the feel-good stories, which we've got. We've got Florida making the show a little bit later on this hour, which is kind of nifty and fun, and a bunch of other stuff. All right, so let's get going with your feel-good story next. Yes, after Jason Derulo serenades you. Good? Kelly K.
So now you can order a trio of Hocus Pocus Fraps from the Starbucks so-called secret menu.
Is it the Sanderson sisters?
The Sanderson sisters, indeed.
All right.
And their witchy personalities. First up, Winifred. It's green tea frappuccino with white mocha, peppermint syrup, and crushed strawberries.
Now, was that Bette Midler's character? Okay, I'm not going to ask you any more Hocus Pocus trivia. All right, thank you. All right. All right.
Next up, the Merry Drink. Apparently, tastes like a chocolate-covered strawberry. I could be on board with that.
Okay.
And finally, the Sarah, a sweet berry-flavored frap topped with ginger powder and whipped cream.
All right.
Yes, you can see them at WDJX.com. They're on display there for you. That is your thing.
Yeah, well, first day of fall, I think it is high time you just whip out the Hocus Pocus frap and then watch it.
Yes, and then get ready for Halloween.
Yeah. What is it, like 39 days away? Christmas, I saw something like 90 days away. I mean, we're ready. Let's roll. Let's roll.
All of it.
All right, cool. Feel good. Do that every hour here throughout the morning. You can see those and then roll through your neighborhood Starbucks and order one up, I guess. Well, no surprise, the Emmys virtual experience was one of the lowest ever on 99.7 DJX. You know,
I mean, you kind of knew that.
Yeah, kind of. And I almost feel like award shows should do this, like model. Like, just do it virtual, have it available online. So if you want to tune in, you can. Let, you know, network television and other, you know, shows and programs, you know, have their own content, because like award shows are just kind of, I don't know, kind of on their
way
down.
Boring.
Yeah, they're boring. Right.
Just
exactly.
Just mail them their awards.
Right. Especially
with a little card that says congrats.
Yeah. I mean, especially like shows like the Emmys and the Oscars, which, you know, the Oscars have a little bit more pomp and circumstance and have a little bit more. But the, like, I still enjoy the Grammys just because of the performances. You know, you get to still see like little mini concerts from a bunch of different artists. So at least you have that going for you. But anyways, the audience of about 5.1 million viewers watched the 2020 Emmys ceremony on Sunday night. That was down even from the record low of 6.9 million from last year. So,
yeah.
So, anyways, that is probably going to be how we see award shows in the future. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. Today is National Voter Registration Day, which we've got information up on the website right now, WDJX.com. Just click the little hamburger menu and click on Vote 2020, and you can get info on how you can get registered or confirm that you're registered, whether you're in Indiana or Kentucky, right there on our website up at WDJX.com. Pretty cool there. Coming
you
up,
said hamburger menu, and now I'm hungry.
speaking of, yep.
Still have meat hands?
Meat fingers, Kelly. Meat fingers.
Meat fingers, sorry. Did you wash them?
Did
you sanitize?
No, I haven't done any of that.
Well, see. Of course they're still gonna smell that way.
Yeah, I mean, but the smell is subsiding. So it's not as
It's starting to fade?
Yeah, it's not as strong as before.
Probably because you're rubbing it off again on the buttons on the board.
Oh gosh, why did you say that?
Well,
yes, that is going to transfer the meat smell from my meat fingers to the meat buttons now on the console. However, as I highlighted earlier, the irony in this is that it was one of those impossible sausage patties, meaning there was no meat involved at all.
Is meat no meat?
That's right.
Okay.
Do I need to update people on my meat fingers throughout the morning?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not smell-o-vision. People can't actually smell them through the radio. So
I know.
I'm not sure if this is going to impact their life.
Yeah, but maybe that's the only way I can you know, relay this information.
Okay, but do people need that information? That's my question.
Why are you questioning the content that we're putting out on? Are you saying meat fingers is not good content for radio?
Well, see, this is what I'm concerned about. Like, people will be like, oh, yeah, the Ben Davis Kelly K Show. Oh, is that the show where they were talking about having meat fingers?
Meat fingers, right.
I don't know if I need that associated with describing our show.
Listen, there's
and its content.
Plenty of other ways that people could describe this show. I think
they're not good either.
I think
let's be honest.
I think meat fingers is probably lower on the totem pole of bad things that way people could describe this show as. All right, coming up, Florida making the show on the way. It's I don't know if you remember the classic movie called Shawshank Redemption.
Of course, it's one of the best movies ever.
It is a classic movie about a couple jailed buddies and
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. And
was it
Tim
Robbins?
Robbins. Yes.
Was that it?
Yes. Yes. I was thinking Tim Meadows, but completely different person. Yep. Yeah. So anyways, I think that movie. And if you don't know the movie, then just enjoy this story, this Florida story, for what it is. Okay. That is coming up next. As Florida makes the show on 99.7 DJ. Florida makes the show just about every day. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to escape prison through the ceiling, you're doing okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's, I guess, different than the typical Shawshank method, right?
Yeah, Shawshank meaning like taking a spoon and digging a tunnel underneath the entire prison. But yeah.
Takes a while.
A for effort. Shelby, an inmate at the jail, out of jail in Florida, she tried to escape through the ceiling. Here's the problem with that. Gravity had other plans.
Gotcha. What kind of ceiling was it? Was it like a drop ceiling?
It was probably like one. Yes, drop ceilings. And so she got help from another inmate to like boost her up. But then she climbed into the ceiling on the second floor, but then came crashing down through the ceiling. A jail nurse offered first aid to old Shelby, and then she was taken to a local hospital. And then, you know, the spoiler, sorry, she was not actually able to escape prison. In fact, she was going to face more charges related to aiding that failed effort. So,
yikes.
Yeah, you know,
it didn't sound like she was happy staying there.
Yeah.
And now she's going to have to stay there longer.
She's like, this is not where I want to be. Well, you know, maybe you should have thought of that, Shelby. So, anyways, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to Shawshank yourself out of prison through the ceiling, then you're doing okay.
Sound like, again, it was a better plan in theory than digging with a spoon.
Yeah, in theory, she's probably thinking, you know, all I got to do, I've seen Mission Impossible.
Yes.
I'm going to get up into that ceiling. I'm going to make my way through the rafters.
Yep.
And then I'm going to, there's got to be
a
vent to the outside somewhere. I will bust through that, and then I will be on the outside and be free.
She probably, like, you know, had a little map planned out.
In her head.
I bet.
That did not go as planned. Florida, they're making the show. Feel good. We do these every single hour. Kelly K.
This one is really, really, really cool.
Okay.
So a 5-year-old from Oregon is sending fire crews on the front lines a baby Yoda in case they get lonely.
Sasha Tinning and her 5-year-old grandson, Carver, came across a baby Yoda doll over the weekend. Carver decided someone needed it more than him.
He loves to make people smile, and so, especially himself.
Sasha and Carver dropped baby Yoda off at a supply drive for Oregon firefighters in Scappoose, hoping the doll would make it to the front lines. Since then, baby Yoda's been making the rounds.
These ash-covered firefighters with, you know, just covered from head to foot holding this baby Yoda, every one of those pictures just makes my heart warm.
Wow, cool report there from Fox 12.
Yeah, isn't that fun? So they have created a Facebook page. It's called Baby Yoda Fights Fires, so you can see these pictures and follow the travels of baby Yoda.
So they're passing the baby Yoda around to different crews, kind of like, you know, a flat Stanley or something like that.
Exactly. And so you can follow along if you want to check out the Facebook page and see all the pictures.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's pretty cool. App for you. At Ben and Kelly Show. The weekend here coming up in just about 15, 20 minutes. A new phone tap. I will say Robert Hassenpepper shouldn't be allowed to do any sort of contract work, construction, anything.
Nope. Really any kind of job at all.
This is true. This is on the way. This hour. Falling in love with the one that could break my heart. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. 7:16 here this morning. And if you are needing to work downtown, just know that the LMPD has set up some barricades preventing and restricting access to downtown pretty much from 2nd Street to 9th Street, east-west, from Market to Broadway, north-south, kind of in that square in and around downtown. Now, if you do
they've declared a state of emergency, too.
Yes, yeah, and I've canceled all days off and vacation requests for the LMPD until further notice as they prepare for the announcement in the Breonna Taylor case, which, you know, we don't know when that's going to happen. They have not said anything to the media as to when that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's no timeline, but it could happen any day.
Yeah, I was going to say, our guess is it's probably going to be this week because of...
So avoid the area if you can.
The preparations. Now, if you do have to come into downtown, you can access downtown and avoid the barricades by going through 9th and Chestnut, 2nd and Jeff, 8th and Market, 7th and Broadway, and then... if you have to leave downtown, you can get out via 9th and Jefferson, 3rd and Market, 4th and Broadway, and 2nd and Chestnut. So there are, I mean, it's not a complete like barricade of downtown, but they're just restricting access to downtown. And obviously, they are, this includes parking restrictions and restrictions to foot traffic. So, kind of shut down here downtown. When I got in, because I'm actually working downtown, Kelly's working from her home studio. Our building is right there, just south of 4th Street Live, kind of 4th and Muhammad Ali. So I didn't really have any sort of issue coming into downtown, like getting off of 65 at the Jefferson Street exit and then turning onto 3rd. So, you know, those just know that there are still some routes into downtown, but your normal commute may be affected if you're having to work in the downtown area and not remotely. So we'll keep you updated on that, you know, today and throughout the week as it progresses here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. You know, as we said before, Robert Hassenpepper, and Kelly probably said it best, probably shouldn't be allowed to do any sort of work at all.
Yeah, he doesn't really have any skills.
No skills. No discernible skills other than making people almost have a heart attack.
Stop what you're doing right now. I would like your company to reinstall everything exactly how it was, because this is insanity.
Yeah,
you can feel the blood boiling.
I know.
A little.
Listen. I almost had to apologize to Scott at the end of this because I mean, the poor guy just gets worked up, and Robert Hassenpepper, he's just a clumsy oaf, you know?
Listen, was just the messenger.
Yeah, well, kind of. Kind of just the messenger.
Well, someone else put us up to it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, your phone tap coming up here in just a few minutes.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who sent you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So, Ben, this is written in all caps, so I feel like I need to deliver it the same way.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
I have to have you pull one of your phone taps on my husband, Scott. Long story short, we are in a practical joke battle right now. Last week, he sent me to pick up a pizza that he never ordered. Oh. I know, so dumb, but he thought it was hilarious. Okay. He's out of town on business. And I will tell you, we just had our backyard completely redone. Huge patio, built-in gazebo, outdoor kitchen, the works.
Wow.
I will also let you know in on a little secret that I wanted a pool, and so did our son, but he kept complaining on the work to maintain it and that it adds no value to the house. Go get him. Thanks. No mercy. Karen.
Wow. Okay. And with that, Scott, take a couple deep breaths. Here's your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Scott.
This is Scott.
Scott, hi. Robert Hassenpepper. I'm out at the site now, and I was going over the plans, and I really couldn't remember if we want 8 feet or 10 feet for depth.
Okay. Who are you? And I don't know what you're referring to.
Robert Hassenpepper. I'm with the quality control, and I head to every dig to make sure we have the proper depth.
I'm sorry, depth for what?
Your pool. Your depth for your pool, sir.
I'm not getting a pool.
Well, I have the order right here.
No, that's a mistake. We're not getting a pool.
Well, I'm pretty sure you are getting a pool. I mean, because we're almost done with the digging.
You better not have dug up anything.
Well, your wife was just here. She helped some of the guys load the old gazebo into a dumpster.
What? That is a brand new... We just installed that. Would I ruin something I just paid a lot of money for? What are you doing?
Well, I thought you wanted to upgrade to an Olympic-sized pool, so we had to find the room.
Stop whatever you're doing right now. Stop. Stay right here on the line. I'm going to call my wife. Your number came up blocked. What's your number so I can call you back?
Listen, sir. I got 500 gallons of water sitting in the truck on your lawn that's going to go in this hole today if that's the plan, right?
Like hell. Do you think I'm going to tell you? You better just stop what you're doing right now. I would like your company to reinstall everything exactly how it was, because this is insanity. This is a mistake. I mean, you got that?
Listen, you sound tense. You know,
swimming is a great stress reliever. So, you know, this could be a blessing in disguise.
I'm going to spend $20,000 on redoing that backyard, and you're telling me that you're ripping it apart right now on this phone?
Listen,
what are you talking about?
Sir, you're going to have a heart attack. We have some of the patio stones that are still salvageable. We stacked them up on the side of your house. You could probably repurpose those.
I want everything put back exactly how it was, or I will sue your company to the wall. I promise you. I swear. You'll be out of business so fast. I'm going to call my wife right now, and I'm going to call my lawyer. What is the name of your pool company? What is it? Tell me right now.
It's a on-the-air pool installation.
On air, like walking on air.
Yeah, kind of. More like you're on the air pool.
On air pools. Got it. Like I said, if you do anything else, you stop right there. Just don't have everyone stop. All your workers stop right now. What's your number? What is your number?
Well, your wife has the number. That's how I was able to get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, don't. Why don't you just give me your number? Just give it to me, sir. I'm going to try to be cool. Give me your number.
Sir, you're going to have a heart attack. Your wife arranged for the fake pool to be put in, not me. You're angry at the wrong person here.
Dude, what? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, dude. I completely fell for it.
Are you okay? It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
This is great. One of those radio calls, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Holy cow, yeah. I thought you were going to bust, have an aneurysm.
I literally thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Your wife set the entire thing up. I hope you enjoy your new backyard.
Yeah, I guess I had it coming, though, for real. Man.
But seriously, a couple deep breaths would do you good.
Yeah.
In through the nose, out through the mouth, it's going to be okay. Ashley texts in, I can't stop laughing. Yeah, well...
Olympic-sized pool.
Listen, we got 500 gallons of water that's going into this hole, whether you want it to or not.
It's swimming is relaxing.
That's right. That's your phone tap. You can always get a hold of us, social media, at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also, you can text our request line, 502-571-9970. Get to a text from Tori who says, just regarding, you know, coming into downtown and all that stuff, she asked Ben, for your safety, have you thought about working from home as well, like Kelly is? Yeah, here's the thing. The way our setup is, someone would have to be downtown at our studios to operate the audio equipment. And so instead of, like, either a part-time employee or someone else do it, you know, rather it just be me, right? So...
Yeah.
So that's.
You got to push the button and put it on and up.
Yeah.
For us to be on the air.
Yeah, for sure. So, yes, but we are being as safe as possible here as we continue to broadcast Kelly from her home studio here on 99.7 DJX. But
I am worried about your Sparky, so just be careful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a very docile human being. So.
Understood.
I'm gentle and docile.
You are worried about it than other people.
But, you know, charm. Charm goes a long way.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but don't think that just because Kelly's in her home studio that the show's going to suffer in any way. We've obviously been doing this for the past couple months now. And
Since late July.
Listen, you have come to expect and have been delivered... the same sort of content that you have come to know and love over the course of our many years here on the show. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but...
You've come to expect things like meat fingers.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you an update.
Have you sanitized yet?
No, but the meat finger smell on my fingers from this morning has worn off.
Okay, great. But still, listen, we started this conversation nearly 2 hours ago. And mm-hmm. In that time, you're telling me you haven't attempted to wash the meat finger smell off your meat fingers?
I mean, there is a bottle of sanitizer right in front of me. I guess
it's
could...
right there. You can reach it right now.
All right, I'll just do it. For your there.
Thank you.
There we go. I've
Thank
sanitized
you.
My
Thank
hands.
You for showing the camera so I can see it.
Now it will. Now my hands will just smell like sanitizer and no longer
Great.
The meat fingers that they normally did. So
we can move on from the meat, not meat fingers.
You have now successfully killed the bit. the ongoing bit from 6 o'clock
that lasted
this morning.
A 2 hour run. It's not bad.
It was a good 2 hour run.
It's a good 2 hour run.
Again, the poetic irony in this whole thing was there was no meat involved.
Yep. Nope. Fake meat. But hey, well done.
Thank you.
They did that well.
Thank you. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without leading police on a slow speed chase through downtown, a downtown freeway on a horse.
There's a slow speed getaway. Like, are we just kind of trotting? Are we trotting on a horse?
You're
on
doing
a freeway in downtown in Illinois.
Okay. Yeah. This is out of Chicago where. He's known as the Dreadhead Cowboy.
Oh, he's got a name.
A.K.A. Adams Hollingsworth.
Hey, can you start heading to the damn ramp with this guy on a horse?
Yeah.
Is somebody making a 911 call?
Yeah, this out of ABC 7 in Chicago.
A horse on the highway, and it all began with this man, Adam Hollingsworth, who calls himself the Dreadhead Cowboy.
Uh-huh.
For more than 7 miles, and with a motorcycle escort of activists supporting him, the Dreadhead Cowboy shut down the Dan Ryan.
Yeah, the Dan Ryan Freeway.
Oh, which, the Dan Ryan, wow.
Yeah, which
That's
is a pretty
busy.
Major highway that rolls right through downtown.
Yeah.
He posted live video of him riding on the expressway to his Facebook page.
Probably should.
Yeah, it was meant to get the public and politicians' attention to children's needs within the city. So that's why he did it. He actually wrote to the city to say, hey, can I do this? They said no. He said, okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it anyway.
SkyMap 7 along for the ride, clocking the horse at more than 15 miles per hour before Hollingsworth finally stopped.
Yeah, he finally stopped. He was cuffed and arrested. But yeah, you know, that is one way to get attention.
Oh, yeah, you got attention.
Yes, he did.
All right.
So again, you know, horse, we are, what, more than a century beyond when we use horses for normal transportation from
primary mode of transportation. Sure.
Yeah. Your house to, you know, maybe your place of employment. So
yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting on a horse and rolling up the expressway, then you're doing okay.
That would be a sight. That'd be a sight to see.
I would probably tweet that, yes.
Not super safe, I'd say. Also not safe for the horse. The horse probably would get spooked if there's, you know, cars whizzing by. That's not the best thing for the horse. Let's consider the horse.
Yeah, that's setting the bar. Every single hour, Kelly Kay.
You know, this kind of is a nice follow-up to our phone tap we had earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Scott's backyard renovation.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So if he needed another option because of what Robert Hassenpepper wanted to do.
Right.
Miller High Life is giving away a backyard dive bar valued at $10,000 to one lucky fan.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a glorified shed where you'll always be a regular.
Okay.
You want to know what it comes with?
Like beer.
Sticky floors. We're going to start there. Sticky floors. Duh.
Oh, okay.
An actual bar with Miller High Life tap handles. Quirky bar stools. A popcorn machine. A spot for a bouncer if your neighbors try to crash your bar. All the wood paneling you could ever want.
Wow.
The dimmest of lighting. Quirky beer artwork. Doors that open completely to allow for patio season. And yes, enough beer to live the high life from your own backyard for the rest of the year. It's kind of genius, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just an option. If you are looking to do a little backyard reno, this could be a perfect addition. A backyard bar, a dive bar in your backyard.
Oh, okay.
We'll tweet out the link so you can enter. I mean, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Just got to be 21 years old and basically give them your basic contact info. That's it. That's it.
YOLO.
So if you put this up in your backyard, would you charge me for a beer? Or could I get it for free? Could I get it on the house?
Yes. No.
Maybe a friends and family special?
No, I'd still charge you, Kelly.
Really?
How do you,
seriously? That's,
listen, giving away your product is not a good business plan.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, let's be honest. Come on.
I really want you to win now, so I need you to enter. Will you enter?
Listen, you're moving houses. Why don't you just get one?
Oh, that's true. I could. Yeah, I do have a little bit more space now. Yeah, we'll put it in the woods.
There you
It'll
go.
Really rustic looking.
Yeah, rustic and fun. All right, great. That's your feel good. All right, thank
it's
you.
It's a feel good.
That is
it's
your feel good.
It's free backyard dive bar. That is a feel good.
Where'd you say that was? Did you say it was on our website or whatever?
I'm tweeting it.
Okay, tweeting it at Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good every single hour here throughout the morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. As we announced and kind of figured, Tenet was still kind of the number one movie over the weekend at the box office yesterday. But here's the thing. It's not like it's a yay, thump your chest. Yay, great, great, great. The movie theaters are, you know, limited capacity and all that stuff. But
yeah, it's still not normal. And people are sweating more than you would think. The popcorn farmers are sweating about this.
Yeah. Who knew there were even popcorn farmers?
I didn't know. It's, I didn't. I was today years old.
Yeah. The popcorn farmers in the United States are sitting on a ton of apparently unsold popcorn kernels.
And they're having to build like even more silos to store it because they don't know when it's going to get sold.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I didn't know popcorn farmers were actually a thing. It's probably a very lucrative business because of how much popcorn, you know, Americans eat. But
everybody loves popcorn.
Yeah.
You make it at home. You go to the movie theater. You can't. It's. I feel like it's a rule. You don't watch a movie at a theater without popcorn.
Yeah,
I just don't.
I think you're accurate with that. So, yeah, who knew that the popcorn farmers were a thing and then that they are struggling just because the movie theaters are, too. So some fallout there continues here with this pandemic and everything. So coming up here in just a few minutes, you know, we try to keep our show on brand and we give you the pooper.
When did this become our brand? When?
I'm just saying it's under the umbrella that is our brand. I feel like
of
these
acceptable topics.
Yeah, these type of topics are on brand for our show.
They frequently make their way onto the program.
So exactly.
Okay.
So Emily, she's at the center of this. So anyways, that's your Sandy the Bar story coming up here in just a few minutes on 99.7
JX. You gotta go.
I hate to have this be a spoiler for as much as we've built this up as Emily the pooper, but there's no actual bathroom here.
Oh no. It's nature the bathroom?
It's 99.7 DJX, a little setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without using the I have to poop excuse on police after being pulled over, you're doing okay.
Ah, haven't we all tried that one?
I don't know, have we?
I shake my head no.
I mean, I've used several excuses after being pulled over. I think I've been probably pulled over more times than you have, but I've used the, I was trying to get around trucks before we entered this construction zone.
Yeah.
I've used the, I'm late for work.
Valid.
I've used the, I thought it was yellow or it was turning yellow and I wanted to get through the light.
Did any of them work?
No. I've used, no, I'm sorry. The construction, the trucks in construction, that actually worked. I got off with a warning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I was, the last time I think I was pulled over, I was super duper duper pregnant and was just going like maybe 10 over on River Road. I did not get out of it. Nor did I try.
Well,
I was just, you know, I owned up to it. Sorry, that was my bad.
Well, Emily led officers on a bit of a high-speed chase last week. She was stopped for not wearing a seatbelt, immediately had a list of excuses when she realized, oh, yeah, Emily, she wasn't carrying a license. There's reason why she wasn't carrying a license. It was suspended, and she has a little bit more legal troubles just than that. So then she was like, I gotta poop.
And it's like, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah,
there's
and the officer,
really no control in that.
Right. The officer was all like, okay, well, see, still, here's, you know, your license is suspended. She was like, see ya! And so they ended up pulling her over again, putting her in cuffs. And then again, she's like, hey, gotta poop. They're like,
still
hey,
still gotta poop.
You're gonna have to sit in the back of this patrol car and head downtown. And then they were like, hey, by the way, you still gotta go. And she was like, nah, feeling passed.
Okay. That's not really healthy for you either.
So, again, if you came to this show in the hopes that you were going to get some weird sort of mess in the back of a patrol car, sorry to spoil your fun. It was just an excuse, as Emily is our subject in our Setting the Bar story.
We're proud of her, though, for not making the situation worse. I feel like that would have been worse had she just let it go.
Yeah, there are several times in this show where these stories have different endings.
I mean, we've already nicknamed her Emily the Pooper, even though she did, in fact, not poop.
No, exactly. So. I think that maybe that's at fault, that we're at fault for that. Like, maybe we shouldn't be so quick to label her.
That was premature.
Emily the Pooper.
She's Emily the would-be pooper. Maybe we tweaked that a little bit. Either way, these stories have a way of following you. So maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without using the I have to poop excuse on police after being pulled over, you're doing okay.
That's a good try, though.
I might suggest getting around trucks to avoid them sitting behind them.
Oh, that's the one that works?
Entering a construction zone.
Okay.
Maybe use that one.
And maybe also say Ben Davis suggested it. Ben Davis told me to tell you this.
All right, that's setting the bar. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Welcome to the first day of fall. Welcome to Voter Registration Day, which also, by the way, you can get information on that. Check out whether you're registered to vote or not, or confirm you're registered, WDJX.com, whether it's Indiana or Kentucky. Super easy. Just hit the hamburger menu there on the left, and then you can scroll down and hit vote 2020, and it's all there.
I know. I got to find out if it tells you how to, like, what to do when you switch counties.
Because
I'm moving to Shelby County.
Oh, wow.
And I need to know if that, I mean, that's obviously changing my precinct, stuff like that. I need to know things. So if you know any info, I was trying to find it on the website and couldn't really find it. But I'm not super smart. So.
That is true.
If anybody does, have any guidance, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, you're not moving out of the state, so.
No, exactly. But dumb it down for me.
All right.
Because I need to know what to do, because I'm going to have to show up somewhere else.
All right, we'll write it in crayon for you, okay?
Thank you.
WDJX.com. You amaze me just about every day.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm trying to do my duty.
Thank you.
I just need to know where to go do it.
Yeah, where to
That's
do your duty.
See, people are just going to tune in and say, I need to find out where to go do my duty.
Yeah. Kelly, yeah, and this is on the heels of the Emily the Pooper story, so.
Emily the would-be pooper. We are unfairly nicknaming her because she didn't actually poop.
That's right. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and in the promise to keep things light in this next segment, I will update you on my sausage fingers.
Really? I feel like didn't we end this run after 2 hours?
Kelly, let me have my moment.
Okay.
So this morning, right around 6, started off the 6 o'clock hour with this talk about meat fingers and the irony in the fact that I didn't even have any meat. I just had a sandwich of one of those impossible, like, sausage sandwiches.
It's like veggie meat.
Yeah, it's veggie meat. But kudos to the makers because hashtag Starbucks, it smelled and tasted just like meat and... Yeah.
Job well done.
Yeah, job well done. And my fingers smelled like meat for the better part of the morning show until you made me sanitize them. So, you know, I think we're good. So really, just know that this isn't really an official endorsement for meatless meat. But if you're...
It should be. I mean, honestly, you should send them the tape because you should be paid for this kind of talk.
Right.
I mean, it has gone on for 3.5 hours now.
Thank you.
We've circled back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not every day that you get to talk about meat fingers, but
is
you know...
Is this an audition? I feel like it's an audition.
Hi, I'm Ben Davis for Meat Fingers.
For Meat Fingers.
I'd like to spend the next 60 seconds talking to you about meat fingers and how delicious they smell and how everything you touch turns to that meaty, meaty goodness smell.
See, I'm feeling like they're not going to want that associated with their product.
Listen,
because most people don't want that.
Sometimes it's up to us to tell the client what they actually need.
Oh, okay. You're going to convince them this is a good thing. Like, you want... Your fingers got it.
Yeah, this is the way to go. Like, listen, hi, I'm Ben Davis. If you love the taste of meat, But for whatever reason, whether it's beliefs or your digestive system can't have it, then may I suggest the Impossible Sausage Meat from wherever.
Sparky, we're in an age where you're not supposed to lick your own fingers now. So that's probably not a good thing to say, hey, they smell like delicious meat. You're going to want to lick them all the time. Don't do that.
I'm not saying lick them. I didn't lick my fingers this morning. That's why they didn't get all over. That's why instead the meat finger smell got all over the consoles here.
Someone is just tuning in for the very first time. And this is the snapshot they're getting of our show.
Welcome.
Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. We have won awards, by the way. We have.
They're hanging on the wall.
Ha, it's 99.7 EJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. When we do these live streams throughout the week, sometimes you'll see them on Facebook at 99.7DJX. Well, know that Nightmare Forest has jumped in on that, and they've charged us with giving away some passes for Nightmare Forest. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So the way you're going to get in is you're going to, when you see these live streams, if you see like the little Nightmare Forest logo, you'll know this is a special one. Because in it somewhere, Kelly will hold up the haunted word that will win, and that's how you can get in to win. You just comment in the comment section, and you'll get in to win. So,
are we going to guarantee that I can spell these words? Because I would hate to. I mean, again.
Yeah, on a technicality, like kick people out of because you spelled the word wrong?
Exactly. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to be responsible for that.
I mean, I think spelling's going to be correct. Going to need to be on point there, Kelly.
All right, I'll make sure I check and recheck, look it up.
All right.
And I'll write legibly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you have good handwriting anyway, so I don't think that's a problem. All right, so be watching for the live stream at 99.7DJX. All right, so I'm already excited for tomorrow, and I got to be honest, tomorrow on the show is Craigslist Misconnections Day, and that's when we try to pair up a couple people who maybe had an experience with, in real life, but for whatever reason, and that didn't work out, so they turned to the Missed Connections section of Craigslist.
Have you found some especially magical ones already?
I'm already excited for tomorrow's show.
Oh, great. I feel like we're gonna make this gonna be the start of some epic love stories.
Yes, yes. So if that's your favorite time of the week too, know that that will be something exciting for you tomorrow here on the show, Craigslist Misconnections. So be watching for that. Otherwise, have a go on. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast wdjx.com. Click listen. Have a go on tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.